everybody. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Last December, President Trump signed the 2018 Farm Bill into law. One thing the law did was remove hemp from the government's controlled drug category. Now it's legal to cultivate hemp throughout the country. Earlier on the show, we spoke about the trade war with China and how it's hitting crops including corn and soy. Well, in the wake of those tariffs, farmers could turn to hemp to fill the vacuum. Liz Crampton is back with us. She's an agriculture reporter for Politico. Liz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So we talked to you when the farm bill was first passed. What's happened since then? I mean, are farmers yanking out all their soy and planting hemp?
There is a ton of hype around hemp. Farmers are super excited to have a new crop and a new source of revenue, but there is a ton of questions about what the future of the market and the industry is going to be.
And so how profitable is it to switch to hemp now? So say I'm now, you know, going from soybeans and seeing the potential here for hemp. Is it expensive for me to do that?
So the demand for hemp is a little unknown. It's a pretty popular and trendy product like we see in CBD, which is derived from hemp. We're not seeing, you know, 1,000-acre soybean farms convert to hemp just yet. Farmers are a little cautious, but they're still excited. You know, they have been planting new crops, converting some acres to hemp, but it's still in a transition phase.
So let's be clear. We did a segment on the show a couple weeks ago about CBD. Remind our listeners and me, of course, what hemp can be used for. Are we talking about the same plant that the marijuana plant grows from, or is this a different plant? And if so, how does it get used, turned into all these other things?
So there's a wide variety of uses for hemp. And also, to be clear, hemp is a cousin of marijuana. Hemp does not contain any detectable levels of THC, so it's not mind-altering in any way. And hemp can be used for so many different purposes, you know, paper, clothing. Its seeds can be eaten. I mean, you go to Trader Joe's and you can buy hemp seed. And then, of course, CBD is derived from hemp, and that is those trendy products that you see, such as, you know, CBD lotion, CBD pills, like tinctures, which claim to have calming properties.
Liz, being able to grow hemp is a pretty new option for most farmers, given that it was recently taken off the controlled list here. Walk us through how we even got here. I mean, how did this provision find its way into the farm bill, given that, as you said, hemp is the cousin of marijuana and not necessarily a drug?
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is really the mastermind here. He's been pushing for hemp to be legalized for years now. And back in his home state of Kentucky, he successfully allowed for a pilot program back in the 2014 Farm Bill, which provided a new source of income for Kentucky farmers. And they've seen their own hemp industry skyrocket in the last couple years. So he wanted to apply that model across the country.
Is hemp doing well in Kentucky?
Definitely. You know, we saw just a few weeks ago, the Kentucky Ag Commissioner came out and showed that the number of hemp farmers has just skyrocketed in his home state. And they're making millions of dollars just in that one state off of this crop.
How's the government handling this boom?
That's an important question. So you have two departments that oversee hemp and CBD products. You have USDA and FDA. But the Farm Bill set a very ambitious timeline for USDA to develop guidelines and regulations surrounding hemp, you know, such as crop insurance, research, those sorts of things. And USDA has intentionally slow-walked its regulations because they're really cautious. You know, they don't want the industry to be overpopulated with product and farmers have no one to sell it to. They don't want supply to outpace demand. So there's sort of this regulatory black hole right now. There's a lot of questions that farmers and states have, but USDA can't answer them yet. And they're not going to have those guidelines in place until the 2020 growing season at the earliest.
Liz Crampton is an agriculture reporter for Politico. Liz, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.